Master, mind does not come in control, even in meditation. Even while doing Simran, thoughts go on. What to do? Please help.
Mind does not come in control in meditation. Even while trying Simran, thoughts go on. What to do? Ignore them. You can't control them. Nobody controls them. If some people say, oh, we are great meditators, we control our mind, I would say, don't believe that. There was a great mystic. He said, if somebody came to me and said he has been able to drink the waters of all the oceans, it's impossible. But for one moment, I might believe it. Such a person might exist. If somebody says I picked up all the mountains, the Himalayas on my hand, it's impossible. But for one moment, I'm willing to accept. Maybe such a strong person could have been born. But if somebody says I've controlled my mind, I'll say, no way. That is how difficult it is to control the mind. The mind will keep on thinking and distracting you. The harder you meditate, the more the distraction. You will see the mind becomes most active, hyperactive, when you try to meditate and put your attention away from the mind. So mind fighting. We have given it so much of our own power. We are the life force. Consciousness is the life force. We have made the mind alive. And we have made it so alive that it's become an independent entity using our life force, using our consciousness. The mind thinks it's independent. And the thoughts are trying to tell us what to do instead of our thinking about what we want to do. We are not using the mind. The mind has started using us. And that is why it's gone out of control. At this stage, to be able to successfully meditate, in spite of this nature of the mind, what one can do is to ignore the mind. How do we ignore the mind? Because the mind is a speaker and keeps on giving us thoughts in words, images. What we can do is to speak back. Of course, using the mind, because we don't speak, we only listen. Using the mind, we speak back and reject what it says. It's an actual dialogue that we can generate in our own head. That the mind, especially for those things which the mind really wants, say no way. Say it a couple of times a day, 3 or 4 times a week. Mind becomes weak and says, what good is it trying to fight? And then you can ignore it. No matter what the thoughts are, your concentration will be on the thoughts you have picked up for yourself. And it works. So there is no way to control the mind any other way except to ignore it and move on.